Doomed. Doomed. It's horrible. I'm Jim, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you
for leading,
and thank everybody for reading, and you too. My sobriety date is November 9th, 1989. My sponsor is Andrew B., and I'm really, really, really grateful to be in Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank the committee and all for asking me to speak, and the room and the basket and all that. It was so nice. It's so nice. And last night, after working all day, and then I was actually able to take a shower before the show, and that was worth all of it. You know, it's the first year I've been able to do that. And it just made a huge difference in how I felt and the way it went. And it was I really, really am grateful. And I want to thank all the people who worked so hard on that show. I mean, really, you guys all did so good. Yay. It was cute. This morning, Matt said to me, he goes, "I'm hearing all that music going around in my head." And I said, "Girl, it's been going around in my head for 2 months." So, like, that's it. But it's a joy to do that. It's a lot of fun, and I'm really grateful to have the opportunity. It's one of those things, like they were saying about having fun, you know. It's one of those places where I really honestly get to play and have fun. And that's, you know, it doesn't have to be. The imperfections is part of the fun, you know, to watch the trees fall and almost take out the speaker. Like, you know, the imperfection is what's fun about it. It's like having a good time. And I think the audience enjoys that as well. I'm just saying that, you know, this place is owned by Montage, and I used to live in Treasure Island before it was Montage. And it was this little trailer park full of just white trash. I mean, it was just, you know. And that's where I dragged my bottom back in like 88 into that trailer park and hit big bottom in there, boy, I'll tell you. I'm the oldest of four boys. One is in Al-Anon in Fort Worth. And all four of us boys are gay. My mother should have had like a rainbow tattooed over her uterus, you know. Every boy that passed through there was gay. God. And you know, it was a madhouse, really. I mean, my parents drank, and we all drank. Everybody drank. My dad is Irish, and they all drank, and, you know, and my mom was born down in El Cajon. And they all drank down in El Cajon. If you live in El Cajon, you're born there, you need a drink. Yeah. And my first trip to Laguna was in 1954, and I barely remember it, the canyon and this big, giant Buick we were driving, and we just were going through the canyon, you know, and we come to Laguna. And I've actually got a picture of my dad on the beach in like 1939 here on Main Beach. It's amazing. So it's, you know, Laguna means a lot to me, and it's where I got sober here in this town. I used to drink a lot up in San Jose and San Francisco and just went everywhere. And I got involved with this stuff called China White from my friends in Vietnam, and all that went on, and it was a lot. And I used to sell windowpane LSD at Big Sur and did all that, and Santa Cruz Mountains and venison deer, and it was a lot of fun. But it was very, very, I always have been a busy alcoholic. You know, it was like, you know, just driving and going to bars and being out and, you know, doing all these things. That's the way that the crack in the crystal meth is what brought me down to where being alone in the corner of a motel room, you know, looking out the last two little slats of the level ores. That was about the end. That's where it hit the real bottom. I got my second drug driving in 89, and I already been to, my first AA meeting was in like 72, I think, and then 79, and then I was court assigned in 81, and then again, actually that was all one thing in 81, 82, and then I got another drunk driving in 89, And it was multiple offender program, and I knew I was like just doomed. That's when I really felt doomed, you know. And it says in the big book how, you know, we're doomed alcoholics, you know. And all I could see for my life would be crawling through, you know, this cold world into a dark grave. You know, that's how I felt, you know, at the end there. It was just terrible. And I started going to AA like every single day. And I just said, you know, I've just got to go. And I started going to Women's Club. And this man across the street, Johnny B., was living across the street from me. And he had seen all this show of these people going through and all this drugs and shit going on over there. And he said, I'll take you to some meetings. And I started going to Canyon Club where I met Ted J. when he was straight, who's now in the Army, yes. And we talk every now and then. Ted's a good guy. He's re-upped to the Army, and he's got 20 years sobriety now. But he was like, oh, they have, like, gay meetings, at, you know, Friday night. And I said, oh, my God, gay meetings. And this straight guy, Ted, told me all about it. I was like, so... Anyway, I started going to like the Friday night meeting with, you know, with Miss Bobby and all those people up there, and the, you know, it was such a fabulous meeting at the very when I was in there in, you know, 90 and 91, and it was, and Jerry Hoppe and, you know, all of Jerry, you know, all those people. If I start naming names, I won't name them all. I started going to the meetings there at the Friday night meetings at the Women's Club. I'd sit in the back with Miss Bobby by the donuts. I asked her one time, I said, when you were doing Crystal and all that shit, did you ever lose weight? And she says, I just ate faster. I was like, oh, well, okay. God bless her. She was such a joy to run around with. I just loved Miss Bobby. So, I came to my first Miracles Happen when it was at the Hilton off the 405 near the airport in 1990. And I was security with Jerry Hoppe. We had these little purple vests on. And we were security, right? We were right, you know. It was like, good God. But it was a lot of fun. I had a really good time. I was afraid, and I didn't know what to do. And I was there, and I was new, like 5 months sober. And Miracles Happen just really, 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 really helped me a lot, you know. And back then, I could stay up till 1 or 2 in the morning and then get up again at 8 and keep going, you know. But it ain't working like that anymore. And that was just a lot of fun, you know. And since then, I've done a lot of conventions. I went to the World Convention in San Diego, which was such a blast. And, you know, the 66,000 people in that Coliseum all together in one meeting was amazing. So if you ever get a chance to do a World Convention, you know, go. It's been a really good memory. And has all these miracles happens. Through the 90s, I wasn't able to attend because I was working over in Europe, and then I would come back and I would miss the things. But through the 2000s, I've been able to come to most of the Miracles Happens. So that's been really good. I really like that. And it's been, you know, it's been really fun attending and doing all these things. And this morning I woke up also and heard the Oklahoma being played next door on the TV, right? And they were all like laughing and talking about the scenes in it and, oh, what a good singer that is. And I just thought, well, you know, that's the whole payoff for the whole thing, is that all these people are having this great memory and they're going to hang with it and stay sober. You know, that's the good deal. My first sponsor I had for 90 days, and there was these two Marines that were going to the Friday night meeting that were just hot. Yeah. And they were really handsome guys. Da, 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 da. And, you know, and so we'd leave the Friday night meeting, and we'd be in the car, and he'd have his little cigarette. And he'd go, so, were you thinking about Jesus while you were looking at those Marines? And I said, well, no, I wasn't, actually. That wasn't on my list. So then, you know, he was like, you're a piece of junk. You're never going to get sober. You're never going to make it. And he was friends with Howard Saylor, and Howard used to do the best imitation of him. But so I said, well, I'll show you. I'm going to get 30 days. Mm-mm-mm, you know. And that's how I started, was just hating this man, you know. I just hated his guts, you know. So then I got 30 days, and he took me out to dinner. We had this really nice dinner. I got my little chip, and I thought, oh, goody, you know. So we went along, you know, and did the stuff, and, you know, and he just. So then I got 60 days, and he gave me a gold watch. Yes, I still have it. And I said, well, what am I going to get for 90, you know? So 90 days came along, and I found out what I was going to get. And I was, how could this be? And I'm so upset, and oh, A is supposed to be different, and these things aren't supposed to happen, and your sponsor's not supposed to want to fuck you, you know? And I was like, so I started calling people up in AA, going, this is not right, this is not, you know? And so I was directed to this other guy to go, and I went up to West Hollywood, and I had seen him at this other thing I had been going to, which was, I went to this conference called, it was Victims No Longer by Mike Liu. It was a book that he wrote about male survivors of incest. And God bless everybody involved. They're all dead, you know, and I've written miles of inventories and we're fine, you know. So there's a way out. It's going to be okay. If you have those issues, it's going to be fine. Work the steps. You'll be fine. And anyway, so I went to that conference and I saw this other guy over there, and then that's who they suggested I go ask to be my sponsor, and it was Robert C. And I went up and we met at DePars, you know, and I drove to DePars there on Third, you know, by the farmer's market, yeah. And it was like this little interview, you know, and I was in a little booth like a little dog, and he was like, well, you know, you need to do the steps, you need to do these things, you need to do that, you know, and it's going to be this way, and, you know, I said, would you please be my sponsor? And he said, yes, I will. And he says, I won't. He says, I don't want to have sex with you. I don't want to do anything else with you. All I want you to do is stay sober, and I will love you even if you don't. That's what he said. And I was like, wow, you know. So he was my sponsor for like 8.5 years, and we worked the steps, and we did all these things, and we traveled to Europe, and we went through all these adventures, and oh, my God, there was always a party going on at his house, and his lover, Jim, had all these babies, and they would do these chili cornbread things every couple of months, and it was so nice to meet all these people, and, you know, I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. And then very dramatically, he called us all in one night, and he said, I've drank, and I'm new. And we were like, oh, my God, you know. And it was a couple more years before he got back. And we were just so sad, you know. But he's back and he's sober, thank God, you know. And I see him that now and then. And you know, Clancy, of all people, you know, and Clancy, I've had good relationships with Clancy and bad experience with Clancy. It's been back and forth. But it doesn't matter. He's just Clancy, and God bless Clancy, you know. But he pulled me aside and he goes, your sponsor has just given you the greatest gift he could possibly give you. You know, and he says, I don't mean that people should go out, but you won't, you'll know what, you know, and what I knew was that, you know how you read, we intuitively knew how to handle situations which used to baffle us. That went away from him like that. It was gone. He didn't know how to handle situations overnight. And I've come to rely on that. You know, I rely on that today, and I forget. Sometimes little things happen, and I forget that I'm relying on a higher power and on intuition that is there. And if you're new or you're working and you're fucking around with the steps and you're going, oh, my God, blah, 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 you know, and especially these conventions, you know, my nerves get tense. I get tired. And I have to go off and pray and ask God to help me and then come back and go, hi, I'm so happy you're all here. But miracles happen is a great thing on that level, you know, and I just taught you all that. But the point is that, and then I had David Buck was my next sponsor. And we went on for years and years and years. And that was fabulous. And, you know, all these things. And, oh, my God, dresses and artwork and houses. And, you know, we had a blast, David and I. And then he died, like, what, 2 years ago now at the convention. While I was at his home while we were at the convention. I was like, oh, my God, you know, so. Anyway, it's been a long and just wonderful road, and I just, you know, I used to be more like fun when I talked, I think. You know, and I'm just not as much fun as I used to be. But I will tell you this. You know, Matt and I have been together now, what, 15 years, coming on 16 years, you know? And that is just, what is that, like 30 in straight years, you know? And we, you know, it's been a great relationship, and I just am so grateful for that. And it's going to be our lives. You know, we're married. We're it. You know, that's it. And, you know, my new sponsor, he's been so wonderful and just such a joy to, like, restart the steps in the program with another guy, you know, and working more on 11th step. And you know, I sponsor a whole bunch of people, and I love them. I love sponsoring people. And even sometimes I come off a little like, yeah, why aren't you working? Blah, 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 you know, and then, but I do, I still love you, you know. It's just that I, you know, it's love that's coming out from that. Because I've had so many other babies. I have had hundreds of babies, and most of them are drunk. The honest truth is most of them are drunk. How much time have I got? Anybody know?
23 years.
Thank you. It was a test. I had one baby. He called me up one time, drunker than shit. And he calls me on the phone, and he goes, I've always hated you. And I said, the name will be changed for, you know, Joe? You're drunk. I'm not drunk. It's Mr. Perfect AA. I said, you know, I'm firing you and I'm through. And I said, okay. And I hung up and I said, no, hallelujah. You know, so, this guy, you know, and he's okay now. He got sober again, but I mean, it was so funny to have this happen, you know. And I had this other baby at the Saturday night meeting. And we were at which is now the Guildhall meeting. And his mother walks up to me and starts writing a check for like $100. And I said, what is this check for? And she says, oh, it's your sponsor fee. I figured I'd just pay you direct. I've been paying Joe. For like 9 months, he's been getting $100 a month. And he's saying it's my own. I was like, Jesus Christ. You know, you just can't write this stuff. You know, alcoholics are fabulous. No, you know, alcoholics just fill in the blanks and it's wonderful. Tonight's show is what? Girls, girls, girls. So come see that. A parade of more girls. And I just want to say that, my favorite part of the big book is the keys of the kingdom. At the end there where she says, in exchange for a hangover and a bottle and a hangover, I've been given the keys to the kingdom. And that's a fact for me. So if you want more, see me after the meeting. Thank you. Yeah.